One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Do you not know what Duran is?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know when, in a band, isn't it?
Yeah? What song did they sing?
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember. There's a big one, though.
Go on, then.
Treat, treat, bang, bang, innit?
No. What was it?
That's the tick.
What?
They were original. They were the original. They did the original one. They did the original one. It was sampled.
No birthday parties. Nothing was going in for you. What's up to you getting enough? It's mad that you can sing, you know.
Just for no reason. You know the 20 years. It's been 20 years. 20 years, bro.
Hey, come on, man. Guns and pork. Guns and pork.
I know, but you know to sing and have that face.
All right.
Bro, this is how I got gal. This is how I used to get. What? How was I going to compete, bro?
No, but he can't sing. All he does is say, all right.
All right. I used to sing to girls on the phone. That's the only way, or I was never going to be successful, bro.
You've been married since 18, bro.
No, but when I was younger, what? You think I just met my wife straight, like the only woman I met?
Yes.
What's that song you used to do when you and Marcel was...
They ain't got no chicken, all right. They ain't got no chicken wings. Are you crazy?
Wow, wow. To the well, well. To the well, well.
That's
requested ad-libs.
Are you crazy? That's why I used to get girls.
They ain't got no chicken wings.
Your thing, what? You just put your feet on the table, be like, it's me.
Because you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's your move?
Big feet means?
Big socks.
And?
Big feet.
Okay.
We're not going to gas you up like that.
Because you're size five. That's it, yeah.
I'm six and a half.
You're six and a half?
Seven.
Are you a small foot you as well? Small foot king?
Well, we're starting. Oh, we started.
Oh, we've been started. Are you small foot king as well? Are you size five for real?
No, seven.
You said six and a half.
You said
six
seven,
and a half.
Seven.
He's getting seven trainers about air bubble, fam. You know when he said when he said disrespect us, do the non-air bubble.
Do you know what I remember, yeah, when I started Filthy? I started it and then I realized, oh, girls watch. So then you try put on your best clothes.
Excuse me?
Take it serious.
The jacket. He's in
the
Echo. No. What jacket is? Let him know.
Martin Rose, man. Martin Rose Supreme jacket. Little club.
Oh, you started again, bro.
Do you pay bills?
Yeah.
Electricity bills?
No.
You don't pay electricity. Does anyone pay electricity bills?
Yeah.
So you have an iron.
Okay.
I knew that was happening. The t-shirt is crazy.
Nah, man. Ironing t-shirts is brazy.
With the open shirt.
So I should zip up.
I'm just saying. I should zip up. We've already called you Dubois on this post. On this.
Yeah, he's defo Dubois.
Your size six and a half.
Twinkle toes. Why did he switch it though? I'm asking the man them quickly. What are their moves? What was their? No, don't make them zip you up. No, unzip, bro.
No, let's just move on.
Don't shout at next man to unzip.
Don't
shout at next man to unzip. Just
raw. I see that error there. That is when I was called Briggsy.
Let me ask you something. Briggsy is what?
Black gigs.
So why is it not Bliggs?
Because like just BR, innit? You know, Black Rob was out them times. So
hey, do you know Jordy said something so interesting the other day? He said he doesn't know what part of America you would be from, despite the fact you have this American accent.
Oh, Detroit.
So like where would you be from?
America. I just be from Utah.
No. You're from Detroit,
you're
bro.
You're not from Utah, bro.
You're from Detroit.
Utah.
But wait, why are you lot not trying to show me your superpowers? I'm just trying to know, what is your go-to move if you were trying to draw a gal in any time in your life when you know you was, this is the move, it's going to work. I'm singing. What are you doing, bro?
I'm messing up. What you sing?
You just start singing.
Did it work?
You sing mean? On the phone. He got married early. It was not working, boy.
This is why he locked in early. This is why he had to lock in early.
No way.
Wait.
Why he had to lock in
early? Why are you not laughing though?
You know what? We can't.
What are you doing?
You're the only married one here.
No one's talking. What were you not doing?
No. How many times did you sing on the phone?
A lot. It didn't work. A lot. Wait. But wait, no. They'll be like, oh my days, you sound nice. Da-da-da-da. You know them ones there? Like, no? No?
He must have loved the days of no social media, bro.
He did that when there was credit.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was wasting credit.
All right, cool. You lot not going to expose yourself. It's fine. We move on.
All I'm saying is I'm just a smooth guy, innit? Like,
what the f***?
I'm smooth.
Why are you talking like that as well?
Like, this is my Utah accent, duh. Right? Straight like that.
Boys, how was your weekend, man?
What do we do?
Raw, you lot done time.
Who?
Us.
Who?
He said, what did we do?
Bro, it's my birthday, fam.
Oh, yeah, we celebrated your birthday.
I didn't even get you a cake on. Happy birthday, my guy, man. Oh, yeah, I apologize. Happy birthday,
oh, yeah,
man.
Married.
Next week, we get you the cake. Next week.
Why the hell would we get him a cake? Why? Because on all the years of Filthy, no one's got a cake. And the first cake goes to KG.
It seems so bad. Maybe I can't.
Wait, so you saying you lot wouldn't... Wait, hold on.
No, it's just that there's a couple of birthdays you got to get through first before we go to you.
Yeah, you're kind of like end of the list. You just came.
Me?
Yeah, you.
It's impossible.
You. Nah, it's possible
me,
though.
Me, guys, there should be a cake. I'm not going to lie. I came in here and the fact that I'm on the, like, I'm on the...
I mean, to be fair...
There should be something here. Yes!
Caleb. What? Caleb, take it.
What?
Happy birthday, my bro.
No. Come on, Tom P.
Hey, wait.
Little Sutton.
Whoa. Caleb, wait. I saw that in the fridge last week. Y'all told me
don't
that was
do
something.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't say it's been here for a long time.
No.
Don't do that. No. Oh, you've been waiting to.
Yeah, to get you for your birthday. Yeah.
Brother, my thank guy. You.
You're welcome.
Come on,
welcome.
Bro.
Hey, that's filthy. A big. Hey, nah.
Better than a cake. Better than a cake.
Open it, man.
No.
Open it.
That's coming home.
I'm
going
to hold it.
Don't pee.
Yeah, I got y'all afterwards. You can
get it. I was say, is that real? Man can't have fake Dom P.
Vintage.
Come on, man. We got budget now.
Budget, I run.
I don't think this table should have ever sat together.
Not ever.
Combined age of
96.
96, you think?
Maybe over 105, maybe.
You're cold-blooded.
I told you, your voice is here before. Told you.
And you still look older than my voice.
Never.
Somehow.
Never.
Still.
Your voice is... His voice haunts churches.
Put your guns down. Please. He said your voice haunts churches.
Bro, you know he's like a voiceover for Echoes. You know he's like a voiceover for Echoes, isn't it? Like.
Put your guns down, boys.
I need to... Can we start with Arsenal, please? Please. Because Arsenal, they're looking
Wait,
at their manager.
Man, calm down, bro. You're
Sorry.
Riving.
Sorry. I wanted to... I'm ready to go, bro.
All right, so before you go, because you're going to go forever, Poe, what do you have to say for yourself?
Is Arsenal your ex-gal?
I just want to talk about Arsenal.
Don't you dare.
I'm ready.
Don't you
I'm
dare.
Ready.
What do you mean?
Because you hate Man United like it's your ex-gal. Don't you dare.
I think I like provoking Man United fans.
No, I called Poe. He didn't want to answer my calls. I called him 8 times. Yeah, he finally answered because his team lost. I just check in on the man there, sure. Just see if they're okay. Yeah.
That's cheeky from a Man United fan.
That's crazy, you know.
What, they do it to us?
No, that's cheeky.
Bro, you remember, you only got one league title in 30 years. You shouldn't be talking about cheek, bro. You came in with a new bad
boy
energy,
yeah, but he's older
bro.
Than 30, so he's got more league titles.
You're cheeky, even being here. You're cheeky.
Top says fail forward, fam. Don't worry, ignore him, fam.
Yeah, fail forward. I'm not supporting.
Why are you doing this?
You know why? It's good. Liverpool in a good position, so he thinks
no,
he's going to
No, Loons, listen. When the guy's going to get hung on the cross, let's just hang him, man.
Let hang him.
Hang who?
I'll be honest. 16th, you can't hang no one in third.
We're not 16th.
We're not 16th.
Wait,
bro.
We're 13th.
You can't
13th.
You can't hang no one.
You know who you got next?
No, like, listen, we'll get to United.
You don't get
we'll get to United.
Before, listen, I'm going to hand it over to Jordy. But my biggest problem, Loons, they never dance a yard. They're always quick to talk about other people. Jordy, where do you want to start?
Let's talk about Xerxes' pace.
No.
Let's talk about Xerxes' pace.
No.
You're a bad guy for this because we were enjoying ourselves.
He got on the pitch on 78 minutes, had a chase at 79. And bro, the referee went past him, bro.
He had the audacity to put it on Instagram and put a blur. There was a blur.
Man was running with a parachute.
Boys, control the show, man.
Hey, no, I want to go crazy, but I'm just trying to... Can I? Am I allowed? Am I allowed to get to the
Newcastle
the
1, Arsenal 0.
Let's talk about Arsenal, because what's the record looking like now? What's Arsenal doing? Arsenal's supposed to be in a title race, and you're saying that they're the second best team in the league, but then... Liverpool first. So how come it's
right,
not-
wait, KG, that point was terrible.
That is bad.
That was terrible.
That is bad.
I gave it time. I let him land.
Wait, no, we land it. Don't stop me. Let's really get into this. Arsenal fans right now are talking about Arteta. I heard troops say Arteta out. I've heard a couple of men, them really big Arsenal fans, saying Arteta out. Where are you right now? Because your manager has to win. If you're telling me that this season you need to win the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup and that's all you're going for, what are you lot doing? 5 years of this process for you to tell me you're still here right now. What are you man doing? That's what I want to know.
You know, between Man United and Chelsea, they've had 10 different managers. They need to dance the yard. Where are we right now? We're in the Champions League.
And doing
you
what?
You know all about that.
Doing what?
Well, it's actually we're in November, yeah. So there's not much you can do.
What are you going to do? Are you going to do anything in the Champions League? Don't talk about competitions you never won.
Let's find out. I reckon we'll do more than you. I can guarantee that.
But don't talk about competitions you never won. Let's still focus. Let's not even deflect. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. What's going on,
food
bro?
Again, yeah.
Well, the only way I can talk about what's going on, the meat...
Bit
the
buffet.
Fish, he loves it. Man just done HelloFresh. He's trying to get a next deal.
Calm
down, KG, the food will come.
Buffet, a banter, bro.
He still needs to do Arsenal thing.
We're in the Champions League. I was trying to tell you, but
yes,
you don't want to
hear listening.
It because I understand you're not there. We're also in the Caramel Cup, the thing that you...
Caramel?
Love, yeah, or is it...
Oh, I like that. That works.
If I said caramel, you lot would be onto me about that.
You look like a caramel cup.
I do look like a caramel cup today, to be fair. And I reckon in the Premier League, we'll finish higher than you as well. We're going to win the league.
Okay, so you've asked nothing. Okay, you see your transfer business this summer?
Terrible.
Okay, and with Edu leaving now, do you think there's any signification to the fact that you guys done terrible business and now you're seeing the fruit of your terrible business?
Yeah. Bro, why are you asking questions like Oprah, bro? Bro, that was like an Oprah delivery.
You wish I was Oprah. Give you a car. Took the bus in.
There's a combination. This loses no, being
I've
a bad
it.
Guy.
I see it because you're not even trying to let.
Listen,
no
right.
Learn.
It's bad right now, isn't it? Yeah. I can't lie. It's dark right
Thank
now.
You.
It's very, very dark right now. I'm not happy with what I'm seeing, but I kind of feel like this time last season, Arsenal lost to Newcastle as well, and it was kind of dark then. And
you won nothing last season, so yeah, I hear it. Just again,
1 point in your last three.
Point in the last three. Is that true?
Yeah, 1 point in the last three.
How many? Can I ask how many? How many points Man U you got in the last three?
Oh, this
we'll get
guy.
To Man U. We'll get to Man U. No, Arsenal's back.
I think they got the same defensive record as us, though. I think they conceded the same. Has Arsenal conceded the same amount of goals
we'll
as
that.
Us?
We'll get to
all right, cool. But they also scored more and got more points.
I hear
that's
you.
What
but
matters.
Then, if but they got the best defense in the world, though.
Maybe, but that's look. I'm not Arsenal fan. I'm the
one. You're sounding like one.
No. I'm one. Look, I respect the team. I respect every team except for Manchester United.
Yeah, there you go.
Lose.
Yeah, I'm a Liverpool fan.
Bro,
wait.
Bro, your job's safe here, bro. You don't need to do what you're doing right now, bro.
It's not safe.
Bro.
It's not safe.
I'm a
safe.
Real guy. Come on, man. Like, you already know, man. Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, you can't panic. You can't do that.
Arsenal
you see,
panic now.
You see one thing, yeah? You see panicking, yeah? Is what every other fan... You see this troops... Like, I don't know. I tweeted it. It's for clicks. It has to be. This can't be what these people feel.
True.
Because
true. Oh, we're the troops. But this is what I'm saying.
Arteta out. You can't think that.
Can't be Arteta out.
I've seen man say Joachim Low.
Joachim Low. No, thank you.
Brother!
No, thank you.
I said
with Arsenal, you want to break that Arsenal? Yeah. Let's take a look at our losses this season.
He's on the book of sugar.
At least
he's
I can
devil.
With Arsenal. At least I can see some of the things that are a massive issue. Our biggest issue we spoke about a couple of weeks ago here is immaturity. Just the way in which we get red cards and then how that affects the game. We don't know how to react to those situations, react poorly. If you take away the red cards and the injuries, I don't think it would be as bad as it is
right
now.
Are you playing a good brand of football, though? Are you lot playing a brand? Because the brand of football has
changed.
But you're
talking about a brand of football that's changing when halfway through the game you're playing well, Brighton, all of a sudden Declan Rice comes off, you have to move defensive. The same thing happened against Manchester City. Trossard comes off, you have to move defensive. So we're trying to do things to accommodate the situation. And it's not good, but like I'm saying to you, I can see why there's problems. If we just mature a little bit, keep someone on the field longer than 80 minutes, we might start having some more positive results.
Boys, it was 11 against 11. We're talking about Newcastle, Arsenal.
When you're a big team, what Arsenal are
supposed to be
aspiring to be.
Yeah, you have to get
they're
over
aspiring
those.
To be. They ain't won nothing.
Supposed to be, yeah.
So they're aspiring to be that, yeah?
Yeah.
So when you're aspiring to be that, you see those games there, when you lose a man, you've got to get the three. You have to push. Like, because if you get smashed up, yeah, they had 10 men, it's cool.
Look at everyone behind the ball. You can't do that.
I think it's different. With Man City, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, Liverpool got 5-0 when we tried to play against Man City.
They smashed you. So I don't mind that. Yeah. The Bournemouth one upset me.
Yeah, you got to play.
You got to get a win there. And the Newcastle one's a bit upsetting because I don't even think we even really played. But irrespective of that, I take a look at the injuries and I take a look at the suspensions and how that kind of... You don't have the same team every single week. It has an effect on us.
Not Arteta out, but what's your expectation? What is the expectation? I'll just ask that question. What is your expectation
this
season?
Arteta needs to get a level of consistency from the players to stay on the field, first of all. Suspensions and injuries are hampering our ability to just field the same 11 every week. Something that Arteta done and was very successful doing. We kept putting the same 11 out every week and we were getting consistent results. Now, with the inconsistency of that, we have what we have today. So hopefully if we can get that consistency.
No, but with this league, you know you can't. You can't put out the same 11 every single week because of injuries, just because of the pressures of the league.
No, but we did last year, so Caleb, so that's not true.
But now look, your players are knackered.
Then we're going to be... So I don't think it's a knackered thing. You're talking about suspensions. That's not a knackery.
Bro, you've lost Odegaard. Is that through suspension?
Suspicion. So through suspicion.
With losing players, did you invest enough? No, you didn't.
Caleb.
Do you have a creativity issue?
Caleb.
Because outside of Odegaard, I'm not seeing you guys create a lot of chances. Set pieces, and then you just rely on Saka to have a moment.
Caleb, contextualize it.
He's not far off.
He's a student with a hating attitude.
And it's too much hate. In the Bournemouth game alone, you get injury and a suspension.
You're talking about Bournemouth, I'm talking about Newcastle.
But the Newcastle game is a one-off. In the Newcastle game, we lost there last season as well. I don't mind that.
So where's the improvement? Why are you losing there twice?
What's that?
One season again, no improvement in beating Newcastle, who have injuries as well.
One shot and target in the second half.
You see in their two good seasons, challenging City right up to the line. Yeah. The thing was always an injury to one of three players, Saka, Odegaard, Saliba. How do they react after that? Mm-hmm. We're seeing... The black end of it now. It's Odegaard. They can't hang without Odegaard.
It's not just Odegaard. We've lost all three of them at some time.
Yeah, Hondo, but right now, Saliba. We had the whole African Nations Cup, no Salah. And we won every game. But I'm saying, yeah.
And then you didn't win the league. It must have affected you in some way.
They always never win the league.
But we've only won the league once in 30 years, like you lot always want to say. So it's so different.
That's the truth.
When we lose Salah, we find a way.
Because you don't win the league.
No, we find a way to win the league.
This is what we're talking about.
But you got to win games.
He switched it.
Okay. No, you got to win games.
Wait.
Let me.
I'm with you, bro.
So, no. You're Manchester United.
Don't do this. What are you doing, bro?
I'm a real Liverpool fan. You're not with me.
No, I'm not saying we're with you like that. No, but you, man, are talking. This guy started talking about winning the league. I'm confused. What are we saying right now? Because
they're closer than you, though.
Who's closer?
Them.
Arsenal can talk about winning
They're
the league, bro.
They're closer than you.
Yeah, you say close. To what, though? I'm just saying, how close to... All they do is walk past. If that's a shop, they don't go in, bro. They never go in.
You're still in the ends. You can't even get out to see the shop in Central London. You're in your yard.
I'm in my room right now. But we're rebuilding,
not
bro.
We're grounded. How long for?
Sir, guys, I apologise. He's not like this usually. I know him.
Let me ask you lot something. Gordon's cross.
Trent-esque.
He's incredible.
He's Gordon-esque, man.
Trent-esque, man.
He's Gordon-esque.
I reckon the header was better, though.
Than the cross?
Yeah, the header was better.
The header was class, though.
Header was better, man. Movement. Take everything in. Movement, everything. Is Gordon a
right winger or a left winger, then? Where's he more effective?
He can do both.
Every left winger with a right foot is a right winger. Every single one.
I hear that.
You know what I mean? Every single, you always start there. I hear that. Like, and then, oh, I want to do the cutting thing.
Loons, do you think you can do yes or no answers? I'm going to ask you a question.
Go on.
Arsenal's title hopes. Is it done?
No.
Poe?
No.
You don't believe that.
KG?
It's done. No, it's done.
No, it's done.
Wait,
no,
hold on. Yes. I just letting you, man. I'm letting you, man, know. Wait, hold on, hold on.
So greedy. You always want everything, innit?
Oh, do you reckon I know, man, it was done?
No, it's done. Greedy guy. Fail.
You know, you thought I was going to fail that. You thought I was going to fail that, innit?
Hold on, hold on. Yes.
Jordy thought I couldn't answer it.
Caleb.
Yeah.
It's done.
Mm-hmm.
So United fans think Arsenal's time.
But not because of this result. Just because it's Arsenal.
Just because Arsenal. Bless you.
That's too early, man.
It's not early to say that Arsenal are Arsenal.
I'm not saying we won the league, we're top. So same way I'm not saying we won the league.
You said you were winning the league.
I didn't say it. But I'm saying we're top. So same way like I'm saying we're top and I don't know if we're going to win the league. I don't know who is going to win.
Do you know what I thought? Do you know what I thought? I thought when I was watching Arsenal, they obviously need a striker. Chris Wood?
Ooh. He's on flames right now.
Just think about it, Paul. Think about it, Paul.
It's so crazy, yeah. This guy is going crazy for Nottingham Forest. How are they even third?
I think he's third top goal scorer in the league.
Oh, that don't count, man.
How can it not count? How can it not count?
And there's a vibe going on there. You see the dressing room. You see how their men are acting. It's fantastic.
They're... Let's see if they like Afro beats when they start losing, bro.
That's what you start seeing in the New Zealand and Chris Wood.
Why are you not letting the Africans are enjoying, bro? We're playing Abba Piano, bro.
Let's see if the Afro beats kicks
dance
then,
is
bro.
All, dance is always cool when you're winning, isn't it? You can't dance when you're losing.
Bro,
you know?
They're doing way better. Again, their thing is don't get relegated. They're
fourth or third, isn't it?
The third.
Third.
Don't get relegated. They're meeting their criteria.
Yeah, no, you know what? That centre-back, they got the Brazilian one. Murillo.
Left-footed.
Yeah, cold.
Aina, that was a wicked goal as well. The goal that he scored.
Fantastic. Ola Aina?
Yes.
Yeah, class.
Man said fantastic, you know.
Was the goal not wicked? Wait, hold on. Was the goal not...
No, do you use the word fantastic a lot?
Every now and then. Hey, you lot, let's not act like we're... some of us were in bottom set.
We know his vocabulary.
We all know who the bottom set youths are.
Yeah, we do.
What?
What? Bottom set in school.
We do.
So you don't even know what bottom set is. You were in there. You didn't even know that he was there.
He was next to the teacher.
You didn't even know he was there. You had four classroom support, fam. Move, bro. We're not different.
You know. Like, hey, bro.
Four classroom support.
You know,
hey,
look. This is how you know he must have been in there. Because you're still...
I was in there.
See?
I was in there doing a magic.
You didn't know how to express when something was good.
Fantastic is a good word.
See? Didn't you? You didn't know how to express when something felt nice.
Do you know what? I got a Liverpool question. Should I ask you first or last?
Up to you.
Poet. Got you. Is this Liverpool's last dance season?
Yes.
With a couple of the oldies that you've got, yeah, mate, this could be the last swing of the dice. If you don't get it now, that might be it for the likes of Van Dijk, Salah. The axe. I think it might be the last one. Because after this, I reckon Salah goes away. Van Dijk might just go... I might disappear.
Trent.
And then Trent looks like he's going Real Madrid. Robertson definitely at the end of it.
KG, can you answer that question and look Loons in the eyes?
I'm telling you, it's done and I'm so happy. You see, if Trent signs a pre-contract in January to say he's going to be a Real Madrid player and disables their whole title thing, I'm here for that. That's the one I really need to see. And then Salah, if he just goes, what's the Saudi? Saudi league and gets paid mad money. Virgil van Dijk sign a new contract. That's what I want.
Caleb, what does your leather jackets think?
Plever.
Can I call it plever?
What's plever?
Exactly.
What's plever?
You know what? That could be taken two ways. He might just not know what plever is.
I don't know what plever is.
It's real leather. Not leather, fam. So he just renamed it plastic. It's just plastic that looks like leather.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. I think you, man...
Fair enough, God.
Isn't it? It's so dismissive, cuz.
I've consulted the jacket. And I think it's going to be a good, well-thought second place finish for you, man. And I think that'll be a good send-off for all your players.
No.
Or your core team.
I think they could win it.
Oh, no, I think they could win the Carabao Cup.
Who do you think leaves?
I don't get to answer that question. You give me a whole new question.
Honestly, I've known you for a minute.
Wait.
And the way you answer questions.
I'm just going to just be straight with it, yeah.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Thank you for being straight with it.
the same people that said it's done are the same people that said we're not going to recover from Klopp. I'm saying football, don't go, because it went one way for you lot, don't mean it's going to go our way for us.
Okay.
They took so long to recover from Wenger. We didn't run Klopp out. You know what I'm saying? He ran himself out. He's tired.
He ran.
But then also, he didn't leave the club in a bad state like Fergie left United. He left us in a very
good place,
healthy state.
Fergie left
in
the champions
of players,
with old men on their last year. Okay.
Virgil's talking contracts right now.
Okay.
All right. This guy, Trent, you lot are told, you're going to lose Trent. Remember, he can't defend. So what if we get a right back that can defend? What happens then?
So he can't defend now?
I'm saying, this is what you lot say.
No, what are you
saying?
No,
don't tell us. What are you saying, bro? Don't try to put it on us. Flip it. What do you think?
What does the Rolex think?
I said, remember, he can't defend. It's been childish, man.
He had to remind us.
it thinks whatever it thinks, innit? But I'm saying,
Idiot.
So, you lot say the whole world of football, not world of football, anyone that knows football understands. That's our team don't need him to be an elite defender for us to be successful.
Who's that?
Trent. We got Ibu on that side.
Who?
Kanate.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah, Ibu.
When you
need to be super elite.
Didn't he just bust his hand? He busts his wrist or something.
Wait, you have to be
super elite to get past him.
To get past Kanute, you have to be super elite.
All right, man, no worries.
But he's bust himself though. He's injured.
Yeah, he's back.
I don't know about that statement.
But we're not even going to go in and out. Wait, no worries. No, we don't need you to worry.
So you don't need Trent.
No, it's not. We don't need. Bro, look, end of the day, I support Liverpool. Players will always come and go. Yeah, I don't support players. That's
for the club. Is this your last dance?
How can it be our last dance? How? Our average age of our team's 27 or something. How can it be? It's your last dance, bro.
No, but in a sense,
you got a 33-year-old with 4 more years, brother. Yeah, on 350. Don't talk to us.
Who's that?
Casemiro.
He's got 4 years.
We've got 3 more. It's like a 5-year, 350 bag country. That's a long time, 36.
Two more years. It's a bottom set, bro. You can't do nothing about
it. It's a bottom set. You can't figure out the match.
Yeah, James Milner.
No, but look at the sense from Jordy. What Jordy was saying, though, if you take a look at some of them players, they have been there a long period of time.
That's
so
good.
Alisson, the goalkeeper.
That's good.
Robertson.
We've got the next.
Trent.
We've got the next
Virgil.
Best goalie, bro. We bought him, Marshall Vasfili. We've bought him.
Mamadashvili.
Yeah, him. We've copped him. He's copped. So we're going to get a big butter. If Alisson wants to go, we'll get big butter. Like I said, we've got the best number two in the country. Our number two starts for bare teams.
He wants to start.
Bare teams.
He wants to start as well. Yeah, he wants to start.
All right, fair enough. But our number two starts for bare teams.
How about the flip?
But am I wrong?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
He starts for bare teams. So we're not in a bad situation, boy.
Let me just say, I've never heard a last dance question be answered by a number two. You're talking about your number two.
It's not done. I'm just showing you. Trent, we've got Connor Bradley. We're good. We're good, bro. We're good.
All right.
We're very good.
All right,
we believe
down,
you. Do you reckon they might flip it, though? Do you reckon they might take a look at the way they've been playing this season and go, do you know what? Maybe we extend this dance. Why make it the last one?
I don't care.
You do care.
No, I don't.
You don't care if Van Dijk stays?
Bro, I don't care, bro.
You don't care if Van Dijk,
listen,
Trent,
I would like them to stay. But if they
He's hurt. He's hurt. Do you know, it's emotion talking.
Hurt people, I understand.
It's emotion. That's just emotion right now. You're telling me.
If I go on Twitter and type in Anthony, am I going to see you saying yes?
No, there's no chance. There's no chance.
Is he right?
He's not. Let's get into this. When you lose certain players, you see that Arsenal game, when they played and Virgil big header.
Virgil.
You need Virgil van Dijk. When he does that big header, there's moments where the leaders take charge, and Virgil's one of those players that get you over the line. Salah is another one, because Salah was important in that game. Get you over the line.
Fernando Torres was. They all left, bro. But, bro.
And they still got the heroes are there. But I named three heroes that are still here.
Bro,
that's what I'm saying.
And I named you three heroes that left and got replaced.
Count again.
You see Coutinho.
You got tiny fingers.
So no one thought we could replace Felipe Coutinho. Mo Salah stood up. He stood up, but before he stood up, Sadio Mane stood up.
What did you say?
Yeah, So don't worry about us.
You got tiny fingers, you know. Brother, you know when I saw you counting, just seen his last story, fam? Just short and stubby.
You're doing that. Stubby.
Just a bit of stubby. Man
said stubby. Big foot guys.
6.5 feet and it's short and stubby fingers.
Is that stubby?
You caught a high five. You caught a high five with
the man
them,
does
bro.
A mid five.
You caught a high five.
I've never high fived you though.
High five poet right now. High five poet right now.
Bro, my hands are bigger than yours.
Lose, don't high do, five poet
no,
right now.
No, don't high five.
High five poet right Lose. Now. You looking at you went above. You had to go above.
Nah.
Oh my.
You got baby hands, bro.
But you know why? Because they punch you in the face.
Hey, we don't do that. We don't do that anymore. All right, so I watched the worst game of my life this weekend.
Which one?
Man United Chelsea.
Hey. Oh my gosh.
That game had zero quality.
Besides?
Apart from Caicedo.
No, and?
Masraoui.
And Masraoui.
Masraoui.
But
cold.
And Cole Palmer's turn on Casemiro. That was nice.
He turned on Casemiro. How do you know? How do you know he turned on Casemiro?
Yeah, he's yeah.
And the Megs on you got it. Don't worry. Oh,
we saw that, bro. Yeah, but Cole Palmer could do all that stuff. What did he do in the game?
Absolutely.
Bro, you see one thing, yeah? This is what I hate, yeah? Modern fans expect Mavericks and good, super good players every game to have a good game. That's not how it works, you know? That's why I have a problem with people talking about people's Ballon d'Or seasons when they didn't watch the whole season.
Oh my God.
Do you know what
bruv.
I'm saying? That's why I have a problem with that. Because you don't there was games like that. Do you get what I'm saying? You could still be good and have bad games.
What did anyone in that Chelsea squad besides Caicedo do in that game?
What did anyone on that pitch do?
That's what we're saying. Oh,
no. Exactly. It was a bad game. Why are you singling out Cole Palmer?
Because you brought him up.
I didn't.
You guys brought up Cole Palmer megging people.
Lavia had a great game too.
Yeah, Lavia's a good player.
Top. Lavia's top, man.
We just had big misses, man. Some of the misses in that game was crazy. The Bruno one, there was a big chance of Bruno, and he just, skies it.
Are you not going to address the Hoyland thing? You got a white Jesus Hondo.
We have no identity. We don't know how to play. Hopefully, with the new manager that steps in, if he gives us a style of play that we can create chances, I think you might be able to get something from Hoyland, but I'm very worried.
Wow, what do you think he needs?
Run it in behind, bro, and shoot. Run in behind and shoot. But right now, he's on trying to battle, but he's not even winning these duels.
Yeah, but how's he going to win? The thing is, when you get a striker this young from Italy, has no experience in the Premier League, has no backstory, how do you even get him? How do you believe that he will find the confidence in this situation? He's never been in it before. Playing for a Man United, a heavy badge, you know? It's a heavy badge. How's he going to find the confidence to even put himself in
to
a position
stay in the middle.
To do exactly, to do that, to do what he needs to do for Manchester United? He's never even shown it before. He's 22 years old.
No, but how many goals he scored? What, 15, 16 goals last season?
And imagine that's not enough.
Imagine
he's 21 years old and really truly for his age, that is enough. But when you play for Manchester United, that's not enough. So I just think
and
someone like Hoyland,
we set him up to fail, but then if we can, again, they're ready to add. When he sees Sir Jim Ratcliffe, the new owner, he's saying, you can't expect to win with that type of team.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
Would you swap him for Chris Wood?
Never.
I would.
Kelly, what did your jacket think?
We think we wouldn't. I like Hoyland, bro. I like Hoyland. And I think, you know what? Even when you're saying that like 21 goals or 15 goals isn't enough for him, I think even...
No, it is enough for him. It's not enough for United.
Okay, at United, but it's not all supposed to come from him. Like, we also got like... Rashford ain't scoring enough. Bruno didn't score enough last season.
But then you're going off though. 16 but goals is him. Not enough.
For him, it could be enough. I'm saying goals need to come from elsewhere on the pitch.
No, that's a separate point. I agree.
All right, guys, man. Flipping neck.
But he was also injured a lot of last season as well.
Bro, your striker, you heard the story about Suarez, his ankle swell up to two sizes.
Why you always got to bring
boot?
Suarez into this, brother?
Bigger boots.
I've scored a hat-trick. That's what you need.
It's different times, bro.
No, different player.
Amarin's going to make him a player.
And it makes it worse for Hoyland as well. Do you know when Hoyland would be cool?
Why are you pointing at me when you say Hoyland? I'm not Hoyland, bro.
It's your guy, innit? If Rashford was scoring or even Xerxes was scoring, maybe you give Hoyland some time. But when nobody's scoring, somebody needs to step up. Nobody's stepping up. And then the people you're asking to step up, a brand new Xerxes from Italy.
Bologna.
Not going to score. Bolognese. Hoyland's already shown you he's not going to score. Rashford needs a girlfriend. Bruv, you man have got... You should have kept
problem.
Martial. Should have kept Martial.
And the best attacker, you don't play him. Ahmad.
He's your best attacker.
So easy to say when he's on the bench. What do you lot think Enzo Fernandez is feeling?
Because he can't get a sniff.
Racist, man. You have to sit down.
Sniff, bro. Racist,
hard done by his other Enzo, man.
Racist. I have to sit down and learn lesson. Innit? Two black youths have to start ahead of you.
I mean, that's why we wore t-shirts to Suarez, though, innit? Ain't that why we wore t-shirts to Suarez?
Bro, everyone that wore a t-shirt for Suarez is a gaffer, bro. What is your point, bro? Like, I don't get your point. Like, they're a gaffer or a pundit. Like, it's all done. It's done.
No, but on a serious note, you got to worry for him. You got to worry for him. Caicedo, Lavia, that's
yeah,
it.
I don't think he can get to that midfield no more.
Yeah, but you need a squad in the Premier League. What's wrong to you, lot?
But they have the biggest squad.
Any the captain, though? Any the captain? Where Enzo was the...
No, it's like they made him the vice captain. Okay, thing,
but
like.
Reece James... How
whoever's
long's
got
Reece
the best
James
trim
gets
the band.
How long's Reece James going to be there, though? He's probably got three more games in him.
Like, he's been playing recently, you know. I can't even lie. I've been getting him. Reece James has been actually participating left back and right back recently.
He's got
so.
Newcastle, man.
You reckon so?
Who? Enzo?
Reece James.
Oh, Reece James. 100 mil he was, isn't it, Enzo?
Yeah, big man.
Yeah, over that.
Over 100 M's to sit on the bench.
To sit on the bench?
I don't want to be a podcast that talks about directors, by the way.
But?
I think you lot leave us no choice.
I only found out this morning, by the way.
We all found out this morning.
It broke.
That's when the news came out.
Oh, yeah, Edu left. Hey, you know what? You see one thing, yeah? Like I said, I like Arsenal as the establishment, but you see their fans there, they're so weird.
Why?
Because, like, the same man that was like, oh, I'm Arteta out, troops, yeah? I went back, you could go back on his page, not even like two grids down.
Are you all right? Are you all right with troops, yeah?
Time with it, time with it, time with it. Same, two rows down. So I'm like, how you want the guy that had you tech time with it? You want him out? two grids.
Hey, you're on the internet too much for someone your age, you know.
Two grids is crazy. No, two grids is crazy, but here.
Tech time with it.
Two grids is crazy, yeah? But you have to understand that sometimes you have an awakening as a fan, yeah? Me, I was Erik ten Hag in until the Spurs game.
7-0 didn't make
it,
No,
I didn't even do that because I said it's the first season. I said, you know, mad things can happen. I was disappointed. But after Spurs, that was the wake-up call. So you can back the manager. So what troops has realised, other Arsenal fans are waking up and saying, hold on, Arnie Slot's just arrived and they're first.
Arnie Slot.
He's first right now. And we're talking about trust the process. It's going to make it. It's going to carry on. And they're not believing. Even my man stepped out. You got, what's his name? What's that? Jesus. Jesus ain't scoring. They bought in, they don't know if that new midfielder is any good. What's that one?
Marino.
Don't know if he's any good. What? Raheem the Dream? What happened to him?
So what are you saying? Is this Edu's fault?
It must be.
The thing is,
It must be.
Put it this way, KJ, I would hope we're not looking at it the way you just framed it. It's rubbish. Slot's just
no,
come.
No.
Let me land. Slot.
You have
let me.
No. I listen, bro. KJ, as a hater.
I listen to you, KJ.
And I'll come back to you because this is Arsenal. This is Arsenal words. This is Arsenal words. This is not me doing this, you know. As an Arsenal hater, bro, I'm listening to all Arsenal channels. Curtis Shaw, I go everywhere. Gunner, every
Can
single one of them.
This one and
go ahead.
Quiet. Thank you, Giza.
Subscribe.
It's very exhausting.
Nothing's better than Goldbridge.
What am I saying to you, my brother? Slot's just come. He's inherited a decent side from Klopp. He didn't inherit the side that Arteta inherited from whoever he inherited it from. Is it Ljungberg? So we're not going to compare both sides. That it just wouldn't make any
more
sense.
More Emery.
Maybe we can take
Emery.
A look at...
It was Ljungberg, though.
It was Ljungberg, still.
Inherited.
He didn't inherit as good from Ljungberg.
And he said, and this is to you, bro. Go on.
Semantics, Anna. But yeah, your side... sorry, what was I talking about? Liverpool, yeah, you can't compare the two. It's two different situations. With Arsenal's situation right now and Edu, I think it's a bit disheartening. When you speak about the transfers, yeah, fair enough. Sorting out Raheem Sterling on the final day, I don't think that was plan A. So you might go, that is a bit bad. And maybe the lack of a striker today, you go, it is kind of bad though. Because if plan A is Sterling, then get him a lot earlier. Don't wait till the final bit to sort it.
But that wasn't plan A though, and it's allowed not to be.
And I'm saying to you, and now look, we're losing 1-0 to Newcastle. We don't even bring him on. Where if we got plan A, we might have brought him on. So I'm saying to you, for me, that looks a bit bad.
It does. That's bad business from Edu
potentially.
We done exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. We got Chiesa. Mm-hmm. You ain't seen him.
He's
but
injured.
We're top.
He's injured. He's injured.
Puss and dog now have the same.
Balloons.
Don't have it.
Balloons. Irrespective
what
of that,
to us don't mean it's gonna happen for you.
Balloons. We got a problem. Simple. We got a problem, and the things that we've caused to solve it are not even here. Calafiori, he's injured.
Calafiori injured.
Super slow.
Marino just
super
came back. Slow. Sterling doesn't play. So yeah, I'm a little bit.
The summer was. They had a poor summer. And I think they're waking up.
No, you can't say it's a poor summer because it's not May. It's November. We'll find out in due course, man.
Yeah, okay. 10 games in, do you regret the sale of Nketiah or Smith Rowe?
They're not changing that.
Nah, because you know, to be honest, if it's too much pressure on them, they need to flee and live their life and enjoy.
Smith Rowe,
we need to
go
and bring in bigger personalities.
Mad.
It's like the situation you've got with Hoyland. You can't expect kids to get you out of grown man situations. Right now, we need adults that have been there, seen it before.
So why is everyone screaming for Nathan Nwaneri? Big him up, though.
Huh? He is now in it for real, yeah. And I just think, and most
importantly, they said they just need a big man. Let me land, because you lot say I always defend them. But they always say they need big man. But why are all screaming for a 17-year-old to get on the pitch then?
Zinchenko and them man. No, they're not big man.
Screaming for Nathan.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ethan, sorry.
There's the problem.
Ethan, my bad. Big you up, Ethan.
But Loons, there's the problem. The fact that we're having to say, let's bring on the youth player because we clearly didn't sign anything in the summer is the problem.
Moreno,
so we have
that guy. Everyone thought Moreno
was... He's injured two, three months.
He played. He's just a six.
He's just come back.
Like everyone told you. He's a soft six. You know what I'm saying?
Soft six.
I had one training session and got barged and dislocated his shoulder. I tweeted.
Was you there?
That's what he said. It was,
so what's Chiesa then?
Bro, he's a winger. Tissue. You know, wingers are like that, but once you get them, once they get the little free games, it could be zong zong. You know what I'm saying?
How much is Arteta spent in general? How much money is he spent?
That's irrelevant. We're talking about Edu here.
About seven. Let's say about seven.
700 million.
Let's say about seven. Go on.
Okay. And then when I asked him expectations, he said, I don't want the players to get sent off.
Look how you're framing this argument. You're framing an argument for a 15-year-old.
Did we not say that? Did anyone see that?
Look how he's framed, though.
Did anyone not say it, though? It's simple. I said, bro, what's your expectation? He said, let's let the players stay on the pitch. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, discipline.
Discipline.
I said expectation. You're talking just... That's not even a... I said, what do you want from this manager?
And
what
I
would
say,
you like
after
him to
watching
do?
The game, I want them to stay on the field.
No. What do you want from Arteta? Woo. Do you want FA Cup? Do you want Carabao? Do you want Champions League? Do you want the Premier League?
So
what
why
do
you are
you want?
Asking me a question and then telling me what I have to choose? What's going on? I've asked me a question. I've answered it.
You
and
told
now
us
upset
you want,
with my
you want appearances. You
it
want appearances?
Stinks. I want you to have hair. Are you going to get hair? No.
I want your hair to grow. Is your hair going to grow?
No, damn hair.
I want your hair to grow.
Exactly.
Is your hair going to grow?
Exactly.
No, it's not. I've got you.
Thank
I've
you,
got
bro.
You.
Come on, man.
You want iron? Because you can have yourself as well.
Okay.
He said, don't worry, bro.
No, guys,
I said, hear what he said, but don't have it.
Everyone take their gun.
Ooh, brown.
Blow the smoke off the barrel, put it away.
Poor Arsenal, man.
Put the gun away. Everyone put the gun away. I'm going to pivot.
Add a different gun.
Yeah, and everyone, listen, take a jelly. Remember halftime jellies?
Yes.
Halftime oranges. I want to do something. I want to do it quick though. I ain't got time.
Go on.
We're gonna do a team of the season so far.
Let's go.
Should we start from the top or the bottom? Goalie or striker, Caleb? What do your jacket think?
Goalie. We think goalie. That's how you start a team, man.
Who's been the best keeper of the league so far?
Who's got the most clean sheets?
The most clean sheets is Andre Onana.
Oh, so it's Onana.
He's conceded the most, though.
He's got the most clean sheets.
He conceded the most out of the top.
You're focusing on the wrong things. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, but it's bro.
You're focusing on the wrong things.
Conceded the most, though.
Okay, Kelleher then. Is that what you want?
No. Kelleher has only played two Premier League games. How about Alisson?
Let's throw a keeper in the ring.
All right, so what keepers have you seen play well this season?
The double save from Onana, Crystal Palace.
Raya's been better than
I'd
Onana for
you. I'd never, ever have Onana in my goal.
I'm not mad at Raya.
And I know I'm not even Raya's biggest fan.
Edison, Alisson, Raya.
I'm going to say Raya. You say it?
We got two Rayas.
I'm not fighting it. Yeah, go ahead.
Raya, done.
As long as it's not Onana.
Let's get to the nitty gritty then. Right back.
Oh, Trent.
I'm not mad.
Man.
I'm not mad at that.
He's going crazy
Trent,
this season.
Come on, mate. Most tackles out of all fullbacks in the
Ola Aina. Yeah,
Trent's got more tackles and more assists.
More tackles.
Ola Aina.
He has. He's got the most tackles at right back.
Okay.
Ola Aina scored a banger.
Okay, is that where you're getting a right back in for bangers?
Yeah,
because
that's
if
my
you
Trent
are,
thing.
If you are, then it has to be Trent.
Here we go. Yeah. We knew it was Garrett.
I'm giving you Trent.
All right, centre back pairing.
I need Van Dijk in there.
I respect it.
I need Van Dijk in there with these type of leadership performances, especially at the Emirates.
I'll say Van Dijk, Saliba.
can't you say Gabriel with the important headers?
I think Gabriel's been better than Saliba this season.
What's that centre back for Forest you're talking
Milinkovic.
About? I think we should throw him in the equation just to have a conversation quickly.
Van Dijk, Murillo?
I go Milinkovic. They're both left, innit? Van Dijk and Murillo are both left. We can't okay. do that.
But Van Dijk's a right footer though, left. Oh yeah, right, cool. Milinkovic, come on.
You can't take Gabriel out of this situation though. Come
conceded
on.
Conceded 11. Get there, go there, innit? Conceded 11, bro.
Yeah, you said that.
Everything I'm saying, he scores big goals. They're important goals. Them set pieces are important.
Bro, you can't pick goal scoring stats for defenders.
Give me your centre back pairing.
I'm gonna go Gabriel Van Dijk. You know,
I'm gonna go Van Dijk, Milinkovic.
Van Dijk, Gabriel.
Same.
Oh. I wins.
I was with you, man. Van Dijk, Gabriel. Left back, boys.
Vardio.
Nah, Robinson from Fulham.
What about that Ferdy kid?
From
Ferdy
Brighton.
Brighton. He's joined the league. Ferdy.
Sorry?
From Brighton.
Oh, Turkish.
Yeah. Ferdy.
Vardio's had a good season though.
Boys, are we sure Gavardio's a centre back?
Yes. He's a footballer.
He might be a cam.
Do you know what? That's my new thing now. When you do that, you're just a footballer.
You're a footballer, man.
Because he's playing left back, centre back, DM.
And he's whipping them, scoring striker headers.
On FM, he could always do that, though. He's always been that player, versatile as hell.
He might can do the Rodri role.
Yeah, but why can you do it so well? You know, like Zinchenko plays three different roles in a game, but we just maybe want him to play left wing because I don't even trust him anywhere else. But Gavardio, anywhere, any position.
It's because he's Croatian.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's Croatian. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
That's the reason.
Island,
just, you know what?
Yeah, it's different, bro.
Gavardio.
Yeah, Gavardio.
Right. 2CM's camp.
Ryan, Gravenberch, and whoever you want.
Do you lot think Gravenberch should be in there?
Don't even hang in. It's like audience. Gravenberch, Ryan has to be.
Has to.
I think Caicedo has to be in there.
Caicedo's name's in the ring.
Caicedo, Gravenberch, that's my two.
Do you lot think Gravenberch should be in there?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
What do you mean no?
No.
No, that was the hate that came out first. Let me think.
Ask your jacket.
What do we think?
Yeah, check.
Caicedo. I can't do two Chelsea, man. Who's Odegaard's injured, but he's Cam.
The jacket's digging long.
Because he's what?
He's Cam.
The jacket's talking to him, bro.
Just say Caicedo, bro.
Caicedo is my first one I'm putting out there. I'll come back to you later, guys. We go discuss.
KG?
It's mad because Gravenberch he's done well. What do you want? Nah, you don't like fantastic. He don't like fantastic. You don't like done well.
Don't get distracted. Brother, all this time he was talking to his jacket, you wasn't thinking.
I wasn't.
All right. What's this table saying?
I'm going to put a cam in there, you know. I want Cole Palmer, Caicedo and Gravenberch. That's the three I want in the middle.
I want Gravenberch, Caicedo, further forward.
It's difficult. Who's for Man City in the middle of the park? Kovacic just looked all right, though.
Not enough for team of the season.
Team so far, I'd have Morgan Gibbs-White. So... Yeah, not in the Forest, man. They're doing well. He's playing well in there.
Actually, in the midfield, Kulusevski.
He's going crazy.
Oh, Kulusevski at the 10.
That's a 10.
Kulusevski. Yeah.
Well, over Cole Palmer.
You're not going to put Kulusevski over Cole Palmer in the 10.
I'll put on the wide right.
You want to put Cole Palmer wide right?
No, I want to put Cole Palmer wide right.
All right, so what's your midfield three? Hurry up.
It is Caicedo. It is...
Gravenberch is in.
Morgan Rodgers. And it is.
But he's not a DMF though.
He's not playing with two DMFs.
He said two DMFs.
No, he said two central midfielders.
He said two DMFs.
I done that.
He done that, bro. That's
no,
two.
No, can't we just do midfielders?
Look at this. So let's go.
Morgan Rodgers in the cam, Caicedo, and then I'm putting in.
Bro, your jacket still hasn't figured this out.
Bro, we're thinking.
Move on.
Yeah. It's difficult. I've got Gravenberch in there. I've got Caicedo in there.
And Cam?
Cole Palmer.
I like it.
Same three.
Are you going
to... I'm going to throw...
with Gibbs White?
I'm going to go Morgan Rodgers.
Over Cole Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
Because they do the same celebration.
Okay, for that, I'll put in Gravenberch. Caicedo, Gravenberch, Rodgers.
And what are you saying, Jordy, then? Because right now, it's basically the same midfield saved twice, but you've got Cole Palmer on one. And my man on the other, they both do this.
The original one, though.
Rodgers started. He deserves it, though.
He was the original.
I don't. Do you know what? I don't want to pick Cole Palmer because he looks like Astrid Wett.
Astrid who?
This guy.
Wet.
Yeah.
That girl.
I don't know. But I'm going.
OnlyFans girl.
I don't have OnlyFans.
Girl. The Chelsea OnlyFans girl.
I know who it is.
No, I'm going to pick Cole Palmer. It's Gravenberch, Caicedo, Cole Palmer.
Morgan, we tried.
Morgan's Cole.
So what? Are we only picking players from the top teams?
You don't have to. Because right wing, I could go on Bueno.
So pick Morgan Rogers.
That's what I was thinking.
Right wing, we could go on Bueno.
Bueno.
Yeah, but after Cole Palmer's performance yesterday and Morgan Rogers banged one yesterday.
They still lost though.
No, but over the season.
They still did.
Cole Palmer over the season.
Cole Palmer's been crazy, guys.
Let's not be silly.
It's
been crazy.
Yeah.
Right wing, boys. Salah, Saka, and Bueno.
Salah.
Palmer.
Saka.
Salah.
Salah.
Saka, man. I don't care.
Kulusevski.
He's playing Cam.
He hasn't played there.
Brennan Johnson. Brennan Johnson's playing there.
Brennan Johnson's playing.
And Brennan Johnson's doing his thing, by the way.
Brennan Johnson's had a good season.
He has.
After they booed him up.
I'm going to have to say Saka, man. Yes. What that guy did after being, you know, and he limps around everywhere. But for him to come back into that, to step back into that game, if he wasn't playing that Liverpool game, they don't get nothing.
So he gets in for that Liverpool.
But he's that for Arsenal. He's actually that important. I think he's the most important player at Arsenal. He's the most important player at Arsenal.
Loons, who would you like to see replace Mo Salah?
I've got a few.
Just give me two in the Prem.
I'll give you three. I got none in the Prem.
Nobody in the Prem should wear that Liverpool shirt.
If there's no one in the Prem, forget about it.
I don't want no one from the Premier League to replace Mo Salah.
If I'm in charge,
I've got three players. Rafinha, Barcelona. He was at Leeds previously. He's doing very well right now.
Cam?
No, but he can play right. He plays on the right. I would take Kubo. Okay. Real Sociedad.
You're reaching now.
No, I think he's good. It's just one of those, when we got Salah, no one believed in him.
Right, give me your third one. Hurry up.
He's not left-footed. Rodrigo from Real Madrid.
All right, boys, let's pick our right winger. Do you know what you do?
You go back and ask more pressing questions. So you ask him again. So just imagine you could only get a player from the Premier League to play on the right-hand side.
Saka.
Who's it going to be? Saka.
Saka.
Fair enough. I like that. Honesty.
Is Saka your pick for team of the season so far, or Salah?
No.
So you pick Salah?
I pick Salah.
Okay.
You pick Salah over Saka this season?
Are you picking Salah being fair?
What do you mean? Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Any top three assists and goals again?
I'm just checking because you're not fair. A lot of the times you're not fair.
7-5, just like Cole Palmer.
Poet.
Saka, 100% when he plays Arsenal play.
KG, one more time.
It's Saka.
And you want to be serious now?
And Bueno.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Like the vote counts on me.
Well, it might do.
It might do.
It counts on you now.
All right, calm down, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Jack is giving you. I'm going to go with Bukayo Saka.
I don't mind.
Listen, I'm not saying anything. Why did
anyone say you minded? Yeah, why did he make it about you?
Yeah, he made it about you, bro.
No, man.
Bro, no one said.
It's not about
no
you,
one asked
bro.
You a question.
There's no United players here. I'm fine.
There is no United
There's
players here.
Fine.
Left wing, boys.
Woo.
Salah.
I'm getting Diaz, though. Even though it's a bit of a shaky couple of games.
Hudson-Odoi?
He's up there. Hudson-Odoi.
He's been great. Can I do something?
Garnacho.
Be careful, though.
Isak? No, okay, never mind.
Garnacho.
Never mind, I tried.
I keep saying it loud. Garnacho.
Huh? It's the jacket.
Garnacho.
Huh?
Garnacho.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Hypnotize. Don't wink at me, though.
You know? Garnacho? Garnacho, anyone?
Nah, my chargy.
Nelly?
Nelly?
Martinelli?
Please.
Oh, I thought we meant Nelly, country grandma.
Yeah.
I'm going down.
It was his birthday as well. Happy 50th, Nelly.
What?
It was his birthday. Happy 50th. Nelly?
Who? Nelly, is it?
It was his birthday, yeah.
That's a man piece of information to know.
Did you say, you've never shouted at people you went to school with that you've known from knee high on Phil Fellas, and you're shouting out Nelly.
Shout out Jacob. All
right. You went to school with Joe Gomez,
Shout
right?
out Phil. I did go to school with Joe Gomez.
Was he friends with you?
No.
I know someone that went to school with you as well.
Who? How do you know someone that went to school with me?
Because they told me they went to school with you.
Bro, you shouldn't be communicating with anyone that went to school with me.
The hell? Because Joe Gomez went to this in Southeast, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Gomez went to the school.
Who is it?
I'm not going to say his name here.
Well, you don't want to shout no one out?
Big up Lewis.
Lewis?
Left wing, boys. Please.
Left wing. I tried to get Garnacho into the team.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Nah, Diaz is the one person I look at. And I
left wing is a mad one. See?
Right wingers have been flying, you know, this year. Usually it's the left.
It feels like a space for Garnacho.
Is there space for Garnacho? Since there's just on the technicality.
Well, let's be honest. It's Luis Diaz.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah. And up top, I'm going Isak.
Right. Be careful.
No.
Because I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going Isak. I know it's Haaland, but I'm going Isak.
I don't think it's Haaland.
It has to be.
Do you think Haaland's been better than? Do you think Haaland's been better than Chris Wood? Honestly.
Yes, sir.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
I think.
What are you talking about?
No appearances alone. Haaland and Duran.
No.
Oh, bro, what are we doing there? We gave it putting Solskjaer in the team of the season now.
Wait.
The Black Solskjaer, bro.
Black Solskjaer.
Stop doing this, though, man.
Perry Solskjaer.
You don't need to do that.
Jerk Solskjaer, bro.
Now I shouldn't even allow that, bro. I feel like I could go defend it, bro. You're with me, fam. Fight for us, bro. You can't let him say that.
Stop it.
Duran's cold.
Jerk
Solskjaer's crazy.
Do you lot think Haaland scoring his first whatever nine or however many goals it is in his first three games, and then not scoring a lot since?
Hey, how do you know he ain't said chill? Because how do you know the Premier League ain't shattered him and said chill out? You're making the league look easy.
Well, let me tell you something. If he's chilling out, guess who isn't? Chris Wood.
Oh my gosh. Outside shout? Danny Welbeck.
Welbeck is moving.
Welbeck. He's injured now, but his run, crazy.
Well, you lot can tell us. Is it true that he was linked to Manchester United just a year ago as well?
I'd take him.
All right, let's go around the table then. Poet.
Kai Havertz.
Poet, go again.
Nicholas Jackson.
Again?
Loons.
Nicholas Jackson.
No, I'm going with Duran, my first one. Duran, go on.
Are you sure? You want to go again?
Yeah.
Duran.
Duran.
No. Darwin Nunes.
Do you lot know what Duran
yeah,
is?
I know.
Do you know when it's a band? Yeah? What song did they sing?
Oh, I can't remember. There's a big one, though.
Go on, then.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, innit?
No. What was it?
That's the tick.
What?
They were original.
They were the original. They did the original one. They did the original one. It was sampled.
No birthday parties. Nothing was going in for you.
Man said, "Don't stop digging."
He didn't even finish it.
You didn't let me finish.
Loons, who you got up top?
Darwin.
Darwin. Over Jota.
I said it.
Caleb, who you got up top?
Danny Welbeck.
KG, who you got to?
I'm going to go...
This is an impossible group of people.
Nah, Danny Welbeck went Arsenal and celebrated against us. Nah, bro. Jackson.
You're going Nicholas Jackson?
Jackson, yeah.
Is that... Have we got one Jackson?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm picking Danny Welbeck.
Yes!
How?
No, there's two. Jackson.
Yeah.
Darwin. Don't do that.
I said Jackson, though. He said Darwin.
All right, so right now it's between Welbeck and Jackson.
Yeah.
I said the voices behind the camera.
Let's ask the room.
Greg, Jackson or Welbeck?
Come on.
This guy's good. Whoa, Welbs in his.
Felix.
They both got their point. That's their team.
That was two.
Welbeck it is.
Welbeck.
Wow. Guess who he played for?
That's our team of the season.
Arsenal. You not reminded him that he's celebrating against Man United. Them man loved that.
This is our team of the season, .. so far. So far, goalkeeper, David Raya. Left back, Gavardio. Centre back pairing of Van Dijk and Gabriel. Right back, Trent Alexander-Arnold. In the midfield three, we have Caicedo, Gravenberch and Cole Palmer. Right wing, we've got Saka. Left wing, we've got, who's that left wing?
Diaz.
When did he Luis get in Diaz? There?
Luis Diaz.
Did I miss it? Yeah, when I tried to get an actual thing.
Your jacket was talking.
Where does Mbeumo play?
And up front.
Right wing.
We've got Daniel Welbeck.
I'm telling you, if Jackson was in that team, that's a solid team.
Your heart's full of hate.
I'm not a hate. I'm just telling you the truth. If Jackson's in that team, I'm telling you guys, it's a dangerous team.
Let us know in the comments where we're wrong and let us know your team of the season so far. This is so far, by the way. Don't kill us. This is not where we end it. Yeah? Like, comment, subscribe. Filthy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.